I don't know. This could be a little Ben and Kelly court. Is this a deal breaker? And if so, is it as insane as I think it is? From Kim.
I feel like it is a little insane. So let's get the evidence. Kim says, hey, guys, first off, love the show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I know you guys talk about relationship stuff, and I wanted to tell you about a conversation my boyfriend and I had last night. I had just had to share with you because of how unintelligent he came off with his deal breaker. Mind you, we plan on getting married later this year or next, so this is not some casual dalliance.
Oh, wow, big word.
We went to dinner over the weekend. Guy in the booth next to us started coughing violently. After several seconds, he was okay, but it sparked a conversation between my boyfriend and I.
Yeah.
He considers giving CPR to a dying person to be a deal breaker.
Wait, what?
He said he would break up with me if I gave someone CPR, specifically mouth to mouth, even if I saved their life and no one else was around to help him.
Okay.
This includes his own parents.
Come on. Come on. Come on now.
He claims this is one of his boundaries, even though it doesn't apply to him. It gets worse because he said that he could save someone with CPR because he plans to be a doctor one day, but I couldn't, as my profession doesn't ask for that.
Okay.
He even said that this feels like a crazy double standard to me. Oh, you think?
He even admitted it.
He even doubled down. He said that if I wanted to be with him, I can't give anyone CPR. I should let them die.
You're kidding.
How insane is this?
Uh-huh.
The more I thought about it, the more I considered this to be a red flag. I don't think it's something I would break up with him over because what are the chances? But he couldn't even understand how insane he sounded. I just had to share with you guys, do you agree that this is insane? Yes.
Wow.
The thing that got me was even his parents.
Listen, I don't want you making out with my dad. Like, I'm not making out with him. I'm saving lives here.
Not making out with anyone. It's a life-saving technique. Is he really, really? And again, he's like, this kind of sounds like a double standard. I'm not changing my mind. Can't change, won't change. That is what I get that she thinks is probably never going to be something that we are encountered with.
Sure, sure. She says that, but literally the reason they're bringing it up is because someone was
almost
choking behind them at a restaurant.
Yes, almost had to make that choice. Almost.
Have you ever had to give the Heimlich to anybody? Like,
no.
Have you ever been pulled into that situation where someone was choking?
We hear of all of these stories happening, and I feel like I need to learn. Like, you know, so my daughter went through a super sitter course. They learned CPR. She learned CPR. We've seen it on TV shows, but have we actually tried and practiced it? No.
I've been, you know, certified in CPR, but like it's been years since
I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
I was. I don't remember any of it.
I had to take the test a long time ago. I have had to give the Heimlich to someone.
You didn't look around and say, oh, someone else is going to handle that?
I know that's very me to just kind of be like, someone else will figure it out.
Someone else is going to handle that.
Man, what does he think is happening in CPR? Like,
I feel like he might be doing it wrong if he is opposed.
Yeah, it's like, buddy, you're not supposed to use tongue.
Right, right. And as Dr. Aaron points out on the text line, what kind of doctor is advising refusing CPR?
That's a great, I didn't even think of that point.
But he's like, you're not a doctor, so you shouldn't do that. You don't have to be a doctor to know CPR and save someone's life, especially your parents. Has his parents heard that? I'm wondering how they would feel about his philosophy of, hey, my fiance were the only one in the room to save your life, I told her not to. Are you good with that?
Listen, if my dad's dying, let him die. I don't want you putting your lips on his.
That's what he said. I feel like that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane.
She did say, the more she thought about it, the more she thought it was a red flag. And you know what? I will concur.
Yes.
I will concur.
And I get you feel like you may never have to cross that bridge, but you literally are talking about it because you almost had to.
All right. Well, hey, if you've got a wild, insane deal breaker that maybe an ex had, or maybe you can admit it yourself and you got a story, 502-795-1997. But Kim, yes, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah, think about what he
for
said.
For you.
His
not
own
for him.
Parents. He said, let them die.
Let them die.
What is that?
Wow. All right. That. Good stuff. Thanks, Kim. Wait, here, here, hang on. We find the defendant. Yep. Red
guilty
flag.
Of
guilty.
Being
yes.
insane.
Yes,
guilty
exactly.
of being insane. You must break up. Let us know how that goes.
Let us know how that goes. All right, and if you've got a story, let us know. 502-795-1997. Thanks to Kim for passing along her wild story of her boyfriend that she's planning on getting married to. I don't know if fiance. No, she said boyfriend. That she,
yeah,
that,
so it's, but they've had the marriage
they've
discussion.
They've had the marriage discussion.
Path.
Yeah, exactly. And he considers if she is to give CPR to someone, regardless of whether it's his parents, that that's a deal breaker and she shouldn't be putting her lips on anybody else.
Yes, like it's fine for him because he's going to
he's
be, gonna
a, be doctor. A
doctor.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She, nope, you don't wow. put your mouth on anyone else. He literally said, if it's my parents, you let them die.
You
don't
let
say
them
that,
die.
Which is, we have labeled insane, told her to break
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Danny said, yeah, yeah, this is absolutely insane on its own. But this also means that if she needs CPR one day and he isn't there to provide it, he'd rather she die than receive CPR from
wow.
someone else.
Oh, wow.
That's really what he's also saying, too, right?
Yeah, it's
right.
kind of like, okay, you know what? If I'm not there to put my lips around you and bring you back to life, then you die.
Exactly. It's been a good run. Sorry about your luck. I loved you.
I loved you. Tina said, I did the Heimlich procedure on someone choking on a steak in a restaurant. I was one of the servers. Felt bad for him because he was on a blind date. And so excited and nervous. And then I had to give him the Heimlich and make a chunk of steak go flying across the room.
Gosh. Oh, no.
She said it was about 25 years ago. I always wondered if he got a second date.
Oh, gosh. She's never going to find out.
Man, I hope so. Hopefully the lady was understood that,
well,
you know.
Yeah.
Got a little excited.
That happens, and thank goodness Tina was there to save his life. But yeah, that is awkward. You were trying to make a good impression, and you had to have another lady save your life in front of the lady you're trying to impress.
Tony says, this bro has deep-seated issues, needs to be discussed with a professional. Huge red flag.
Exactly. Yeah. When you are sitting there saying out loud, let my parents die. If I am not there to be the one to save them with the CPR.
They do have mouthpieces that you can put on someone's mouth who is in distress so that your lips don't actually touch theirs.
So just carry one of those and then maybe it would be fine.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But if that is not a part of the follow-up conversation along with them,
right.
then we need to break up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because that, how in the world, like, and she was trying to justify it. Well, it's probably not going to happen. So we probably won't have
to cross
that bridge.
So it's probably all
right. However, they're talking about it because it almost did happen.
Yeah, what about the practice dummies in a CPR class? Does that count? Someone texted?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe it's okay because it's non-human.
It's not
you know?
A real person.
Yeah, maybe.
But he's equating it to making out with a stranger.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for that. Thanks for the stories. It's 99.7
wow.
DJX.